الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series of reminders on the rights and the huquq of the Quran al-Kareem. The second haq of the Quran al-Kareem is that we read it. As I mentioned before, the first one is that we believe in it. And the second one is that we read it. Now, the reading of the Quran is not just a matter of mechanically reading the kitab, but first and foremost, as I mentioned in the first of these reminders, of understanding the maqam and understanding the waqar, the understanding the position and the place and understanding the majesty of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So it's not just a matter of reading it, it's a matter of reading it with that sense of awe and majesty of what you are doing. The second issue of reading the Quran is to read it correctly. And that is why it is very important and critical to learn the rules of tajweed. Because without the rules of tajweed, we make mistakes. Some of these mistakes can be serious, even including mistakes which can nullify or make the salah faulty or completely nullify the salah, where you have to repeat it. So therefore, to learn the rules of tajweed so you read the Quran correctly is a fard on the Muslim. Many times we confuse when we say tajweed, we can confuse that with the qiraat of the Quran, which is reading the tune. And many times you find, alhamdulillah, it's a good thing that young people are interested in the recitation of the Quran. But many times you find people who are reciting in a tune, but the tajweed is wrong. So they are pronouncing the words incorrectly, but they have heard whichever qari, fulan bin fulan, who reads it correctly, but they have only got the tune and they haven't got the, because they don't know the usul of tajweed. So because they do not know the usul of tajweed, they mispronounce the words, although they are doing the tune. And that's not the Quran is not a song. It is not to be read like a song, and it is not a song that is to be recited, unless we recite them with the correct rules. So the tune is not important. What is important is the correct pronunciation of the Quran. Many times, for example, you find even in pronunciation, and this is important for us also in dhikr, because the tilawat of the Quran is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in dhikr also we mispronounce. For example, if we, the tasbih fatimi, which we do after every fard salah, people say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah is not the, well, what is subhanallah? It's not a word. Subhanallah, the whole thing should be pronounced clearly. Alhamdulillah. Right? Allahu Akbar. Now, Allahu Akbar, including in the takbirat of the salah, many times we hear people, they say Allah Akbar. They don't say Allahu Akbar, they say Allah Akbar. Now, they're not doing it deliberately, but that the takbir is wrong. Right? Many times people say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. No, so that's why listen to what you are saying. Don't mispronounce the takbirat. Don't mispronounce in dhikr, and do not mispronounce in tilawat of the Quran. So learning tajweed is critical. Learning tajweed does not take time. Even if you formally take lessons, does not take you more than maybe a week at the most to learn the usul. After that, it's a matter of practicing. So, listening and practicing. What I advise people is, learn the usul, then read, record, play back, and when you are playing back, look at the kitab, look at the book itself, so you know if you are pronouncing it correctly or not. And you do this a few times, inshallah. It's not difficult, it is very easy, and it is fard. The second place where tajweed goes wrong is where in Taraweeh, especially where we force imams to recite fast. Now, when I'm saying force imams, the imam must have the backbone to say, I will not recite fast because no matter what you are telling me, I will not go against the usul of reading of the Quran. But unfortunately, you don't have that. You have imams who succumb to the pressure, and you have musalleen who pressurize the imam, and the imam recites like an express train, and there is no, there is nothing there. It is neither tajweed nor anything. It's just a sound. Now, this is not from the, this is lack of adab of the Quran. It is a sin to do that deliberately. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically prohibited that in his kalam itself. So, fast recitation is absolutely prohibited. Never do it. Never fall into this trap. People who in this place, we see this all the time. Every Ramadan, it's an absolutely shameful thing. You have people who are finishing the Quran in 3 days. You are in Taraweeh. You have people, 10 Jews, he is reciting. For what? You are so tired of the Quran, you want to finish it and junk it and leave it. For what? Now, if you are reciting 10 Jews in one night, how long does it take? And then see how long it should take. If you actually recite 10 Jews with Tajweed, then you will not finish before Fajr. And people finish in 2 hours, 3 hours, khalas, you know. People recite the whole Quran. They call it the Shabina. I have names for these things. And the entire Quran, 30 Jews in one night. And that's Tarawih. So he's not doing it after Zuhr. He's doing it after Isha. And then after Isha, so whatever time the Isha is, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30. And he has to finish before the time for Zuhur. And he recites 30 Jews. How can you recite? I mean, this is so senseless. It's unbelievable. But we do it, we allow it, we consider it to be a good thing. So please do not fall into this trap of shaitan. Don't commit a sin with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. When reciting the Quran also, it is very important to remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where He said, فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرُكُمْ. When you remember me, I will remember you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran, and he's talking about the daily recitation which we do and which we should do. He said, recite the Quran at the same time every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens for your recitation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the attention of the malaikatul muqarrabun, the malaika around him. And he says to them, listen to my slave so and so who is reciting my kalam. Now imagine think about this. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his arsh. He's mentioning you by name. And he's saying, this is my slave reciting the kalam. And he's drawing the attention of the malaika to this recitation. How much of izzah is that? How much of izzah is that? And this is only because you recite. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do it. The benefit of understanding all these things and remembering is that it puts hulwa, it puts sweetness into what we are doing. We feel there's a worth of doing this. Alhamdulillah, this is what I'm doing. I am reading the kalam of my Rabb, and my Rabb is taking my name on his arsh. You know, what kind of happiness that must give us, inshallah. So read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thoughtfully with that sense of awe and majesty and grace. Read it correctly and read it every day. This is another very important thing which I mentioned many times before, that minimum we should read at least one juz of Quran per day, minimum. If you read more, alhamdulillah, but at least that much. Until you get to that, read whatever you can, whether it's one page or whatever, but don't stick to the one page. What is one page? The Quran has got, how many pages. So, seriously, make sure that you read at least one juz. And it's not difficult. Once you start doing it, it doesn't take you that long. And remember also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, like we said yesterday, one for every harf, for every letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives 10 hasanat. So, with that consciousness, if you read and you say, well, I think last Ramadan I did some calculation also on how many huruf there are per line and how many lines and so on. So this is, you had thousands and thousands of hasanah simply reading one juz of Quran. So alhamdulillah, this is such a beautiful thing. Right? And remember, on the day of judgment when we go before Allah, that is when you will really see the value of all these hasanah. And you will say, wallah, I got all this. How did I get them? By this simple amal being done every day. That is why consistency is very important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the famous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home, and there was Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and there was one lady with her who was her friend. And Sayyidah Aisha introduced her to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, this is my friend so and so, and she prays all night. Then from the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not happy with this introduction. So she asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the matter? He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the small deed, but it should be done consistently. So if you are praying all night, you cannot pray all night every day. So nothing wrong if you pray all night, but it is better that you do something which may be small, but you do that continuously all your life. So if you are praying tahajjud, alhamdulillah, may Allah give us tawfiq to do that every day. Even if you pray only 2 rakat, pray this 2 rakat all your life. Bismillah ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, pray more, but that 2 must not, you must not miss that 2. Whatever happens, you are traveling here, there, the 2 rakat of tahajjud, alhamdulillah, make it further on yourself and see the barakah in your life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So consistently reading the Quran every single day. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah said, let the Quran be the first thing you see when you open your eyes. Meaning that after you wake up and so on, first thing you read, don't read the newspaper, don't read your WhatsApp messages and so on and so forth. These things have become a nuisance. You wake up, you see the thing clicking, you immediately look at them. Why do you want to look at them? What is the world going to end or something? This world is in a state, if it ends, it's a good thing. So, it won't end. So, read the Quran first. After that, read your WhatsApp message, whatever, email. But first thing to see, let the eye see the Quran al-Kareem, the page of the Quran, the first thing when you wake up in the morning. Pray tahajjud, read Quran, and then come to the masjid for salah, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to practice what we hear and to benefit us from this practice and to bring us on the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.